Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Taspi. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Willie Taspi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taspi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Donovan moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adcock strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith now playing right field. Jackie Brandt now playing center field. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tasby moves to second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Donovan strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. There goes Tasby. The throw from Orsino and Tasby is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. Barber strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Askew moves to third. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, Indians. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsino hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Askew reaches second base with a double. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to third. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tasby is walked intentionally. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Francona reaches second base with a double. Askew scores. There goes Tasby trying to get to home. Smith throws the ball into Adair, who relays the ball to Orsino, who tags Tasby, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 2-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Steve Barber. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.